With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See metrobytmobile.com.
If you thought you had to travel far to savor the pad thai of Bangkok, or to taste the pastries of Paris, take another look. With 2x total points at grocery stores, your same kitchen can come with more cuisines. Sapphire Preferred from Chase. Make more of what's yours.
Valid up to $1,000 in purchases per month from November 1st, 2020 to April 30th, 2021. Account subject to credit approval. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Studio 88, where you are styled on the move.
Like fucked someone who you felt nothing for. It's just that he had ridiculous kind of money and he was willing to spend it on.
God has blessed me to the fact that I know how to choose my opponents, and you know what, I have to have good energy to fuck you. I'm not doing that kind of shit, sorry.
Yeah. What energy are you feeling here in the room?
I mean, I'm just feeling a lot of nothing.
Small boys. That's what she's getting.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this podcast and chill. Hang out with Tebuko
Tobejane.
You know, we've done an interview with Duduzani Zuma, and that was for the ladies, because you know ladies love him.
Yeah.
I think this one's for the guys.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, it's all, this one's for us.
It's for us.
Yeah. We're going to be talking about anal sex all the way up, so if you don't like that shit, tune out right now. How you love? How are you love?
I'm good.
Yeah. Dude, you got a beautiful house, man. You're living soft, man. Look
you know,
at this.
You know what it is, you know? You got to maintain. You know?
This is OnlyFans money.
OnlyFans money started it. That was a deposit.
Deposit?
Ooh. That was a deposit. There's no problem not to go OnlyFans. Yo, OnlyFans, they don't
know. Why do you speak about it in past tense?
Because I'm done, unfortunately. No. Okay, you know what? The thing is about OnlyFans. When I started OnlyFans, it was lockdown.
Yeah.
So during lockdown, no, hey, we're not hosting. The money was not coming in.
Mm. So and you got a kid, man. You got bills to pay.
You're a teenager. What a PS5.
Eh? Exactly.
What a, yeah, go to expensive schools. It had nothing to do with anybody else. Actually, I looked at OnlyFans. I have a lot of good friends in the States, like bad bitches. Mm. Like, I want to buy a bad bitch, double dose.
They're called city girls now.
Double doses
are my girls. Like, they in.
Oh, flip.
So, what happens with OnlyFans? Crazy enough.
Whoa, who's double dose?
Hey.
It's twins.
They're twins. They're double dose twins.
They're
like the shits. I met them in Dubai, funny enough. We went in Dubai and we became girls because we just like on vacation and was. Party. I met double dose twins and I've got another friend called Chrisanna Maria, who's in the States. Big girl, like 1.5 million followers on Instagram. Thick as fuck. And they kept on saying, babe, you know, because we're in Africa, you know.
Yeah.
They're like, babe, why, we know how you are.
Yeah.
So why are you not on OnlyFans? I was like, what are you guys talking about? I'm like, oh my God, I'm African. you know, you're African, I can't really
be data.
And then after that, they're like, I'm like, what am I supposed to do there?
Yeah.
Because OnlyFans has two levels, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Either you can be like a hip hop connoisseur and just be playing beats on OnlyFans and people
on OnlyFans?
Yeah. OnlyFans is not just for ass. This is what people don't understand.
Mm.
So my friends are like, I'm like, show me what you're making. So we must understand, like, I'm in the rents country. Like,
yeah.
During Corona, I'm in the rents.
Yeah.
So you're like, you're managing 5,000, right? You're doing private parties because there's no more hosting.
Yes.
Black doors closed. Taboo was closed. I'm like, I'm seeing a lot of girls also. You know, a lot of girls kind of look up to me as a mother of the baddies because I'm over 30, my late 30s. So they're thinking, oh, Ishman, what's mommy doing?
Mm.
So I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go join OnlyFans. But the catch is, my girls, when you register on OnlyFans, if your girl is on OnlyFans and they use your code, they make commission.
Shit.
Oh.
So it's low-key pimping but not pimping.
Yeah.
So what happened was my girl, Chrisanna Maria, sent me a referral. She's like, register. I'm like, register. She's like, register. Just register now because this shit is going to pop. How much are you making? She's making $10,000. Without doing shit. I was already posting my ass. Everything is already on the internet.
Where?
Everywhere.
It's out there, bro.
Google me. Google me. So one thing about Africans, we don't like to own our stories. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to make a bigger announcement and say, I'm on OnlyFans. All these girls that are little freaks that want to be on Only, that are really doing nasty shit, please do it and get paid for it instead of lippies listen to some hahala. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of girls do some shit for free, which I don't. I've never been that girl that does shit for free. So, okay, fine. I did it. I got interviewed by the city press. They're like, what is OnlyFans? I explained. Like, China's on OnlyFans. Alexis, guy, me, you know, my girls are in the States. I'm like, I'm
you know, Black China.
No, I don't know her that well, but we have mutual friends. We have a few mutual friends. But I mean, I like her hustle. And I went to LA, so I know a lot of these girls. We travel a lot. We go to Africa. We go everywhere. Mm. So, God, let me let these girls own their story. So if I do it, it's going to make it okay. If I say, this be an OnlyFans.
Like endorse it.
Endorse it. Because I care about it. People make sex like, you got fucked, you're whole. Nobody fucking cares, to be honest, because everybody's getting fucked anyway.
Exactly. Anyway, exactly. And you're making money now.
And now you can. I've been posting my ass on Instagram. How did I get popular? Because of the Bunzak, not because of I said nothing. When people hear me talk, they're like, oh wow, you actually can talk. They don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, girls, I'm saying this, get on OnlyFans. I got on OnlyFans. Yo, when you're inside, so I decided, okay, how much do I charge? I mean, you know, I'm low-key popular.
Right? Okay.
Okay, how much do I charge? I think, I don't even remember how much I was charging. I can't remember. I think I was...
$17
a month. Oh, you know, did you subscribe?
Hey, I've subscribed.
I trust him to know.
Okay, I mean, okay, so I was like, I'm a work of art, you know. My body's a work of art. I use it. That's my medium.
You look better in person, man.
Oh my God.
Just
above me?
Does.
Does everybody here agree? No.
Hey. Round of applause.
Yay. So, another thing is that during COVID, I ended up starting to think like, okay, what business am I going to do? Because, hey, you know what? Club hosting is the easiest money you can make. You go to the club. You look cute. Can I make a apple? Outfit.
Let me move your mic. We want to hear you properly. Yeah.
Sorry. Apple outfit. You walk in the club. Niggas are like, the boss arrived with the crew. We walk in. It's like this music video, you know, music. That money was gone.
Mm.
So I'm like, how am I going to make more money? I need to now think about other businesses. And I need to raise the money. So you'll be talking to a nigga. You know, obviously, I'm sorry to say this. I have niggas on my case for a living. You reject some, you take some, you leave some, you keep some. But hey, a man doesn't mind buying you a bag or Rolex.
How do you judge which one to keep, which one to let go?
You tell them how, like, a big price.
Okay.
The one that says
can afford.
That can afford. you keep him. Not you always attracted to people. You're always attracted to human beings. You always have, like, you obviously everything is based on vibes. Sex is about vibes. I'm telling it's you energy. Now, you can't fuck somebody you're not attracted to.
100%.
You can fuck someone and think that, oh, I fucked this guy. And the guy would be like, "Hey, she's not a good lay." Because we just didn't have energy. Do you understand what I mean?
Have you never, like, fucked someone who you felt nothing for? It's just that he had ridiculous kind of money and he was willing to spend it on.
God has blessed me to the fact that I know how to choose my opponents. And you know what? I have to have good energy to fuck you. I'm not doing that kind of shit. Sorry.
Yeah. What energy are you feeling here in the room?
I mean, I'm just feeling a lot of nothing.
Small boys. That's what she's getting.
I'll mentor you.
Oh, wow. She'll pimp us.
I want to study when I got pimping.
Yeah.
So now, because you know you gave me a shot of gin, so
yeah.
You have to bring me back.
No, don't stress.
Okay, so I was like, I need money to raise a business. So I'll be like, chilling with this nigga. I'll be like, hey, don't come on. Thank you. So it's, you know, I came out of a business. I came out of, like, I started wasting a chassis. Or I came out of some riri, you know, like my dad was the founder of Principal Products. And, you know, I feel like I must go back in the hair industry. I don't know. I was like, baby, close bonds. Close bonds. I couldn't swim anymore, baby. Okay.
Yeah.
Sponsor. Die.
Zir.
No sponsor.
Lies.
Yeah.
Lies.
Capping.
Huh? Why are you lying? Just tell me. But when I say I want a Louis Vuitton bag, because men take women as trophies, especially even now. All of a sudden, girls with big bums are dumb. All of a sudden, we became dumb. But I don't think that girls with big bums are dumb. I've never been, before I was a nerd. Now, all of a sudden, because of what's cool, I'm dumb. You know? How work? I'm mad, baby. Someone can kill us. Someone got here more. I don't tell her why you need there. And she's like, okay, get like a wine. How about that? Chill it there, business. How about wolf? OnlyFans, people don't believe this. I used to make during COVID almost 200,000 rand a month.
Wow.
I did.
Fuck me.
Okay. And I registered my Capitec account. You know? Next up, it's the FNB. Yeah. I made 200,000 a month and I did it for 4 months. So I already achieved what I needed to do.
That's a mil.
Dude.
A mil, nothing.
What content did you have on OnlyFans?
So that was a problem. I have a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah.
So there was one day, I'm busy talking to my friends. Ish, you know, I've got to shoot adult content. So my son messages. You know, I'm a woman. I've got to check my son's phone at least twice a week to check, you know, who he's talking to.
Because maybe he might have subscribed to your channel.
No, he can't. He doesn't have a card.
Okay.
So he's got a card, but
he's gonna pay cash.
He's like, you can't pay cash. You can't pay PayPal. Sometimes I say the cash because the tips are from your card. Because when I'm talking to you, you might just be like, tip.
Shit.
So my son was like, saw a message from his dad saying, "Mom is shooting something with adult content. I'm not sure about it." So he googled OnlyFans. So we can. This is hectic. So what happened was that now you can't post certain stuff. I'm not saying as a mom I'm restricted, but you know, it's hard enough having a mom like me, and then now your mom's ass is already on the internet in general.
Yeah.
You know, his friends come in, his mom is like a MILF. I'm cute.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, you guys are cute.
Yeah, no, 100%.
So I was like, okay, fine. I needed to explain to him. Okay, so all the stuff, remember I used to post bikini stuff?
Yeah.
I'm not posting that bikini stuff anymore on Instagram. I'm putting it on OnlyFans.
Okay.
But when I made my money, I was done with what I wanted to do because it was a means to a way.
So there's nothing sexual, no sexual content?
Everything is sexual. I mean, I would post reading a book looking like a nerd. I would post like a bit more.
But no sucking dick, none of that.
I couldn't. I mean, if I could, I would, but I didn't because of what it's going to bring 10 years later for my child. If I was probably a single girl, the money that was offered was so good. And I have a good friend. I don't know if you know a guy called Fat Joe. Fat Joe is...
Fat Joe, the radio guy?
Yeah.
Fat Joe, that's my nigga.
Yeah, Fat Joe is my nigga. Like, there's one person that has... We've been friends for a couple of years and we've grown.
Shit, I'm trying to get an interview with him, man.
That's easy. I can call him right now.
Ah, clean.
I'm phone like, Joe, I'm about to interview him. That's my nigga.
Ah, nice.
So when I registered on OnlyFans, he's a very conservative guy. People actually think Joe is like this. Like, very conservative. Joe would be like, so I asked Joe, I'm like, Joe, because we're working on a project together. And I said, Joe, I'm on OnlyFans. Like, why? I'm like, are you going to give me the money? What are you saying? I'm on OnlyFans. He said, there's a point where you're going to get pushed to a limit where you're going to be offered something that is so big that you will do things that you will regret. So I was like, no, I
won't. What were you offered? What were you offered?
I was offered money, millions, trips.
Yeah, to do what?
To finger myself.
To finger yourself.
I digress, not much though, but have you been offered those Dubai trips where
no people poo on me?
Poo on you, shit on you.
No, that's never happened.
Is that a thing?
Not even an offer.
No. I don't know. I really, and you know, which is crazy,
it's
is
a
that
thing. Yeah.
No, okay, now we're diverting. Let's finish the joke.
Yeah,
let's go.
To the golden shower.
What are the golden poos?
The golden shower.
He's getting too excited.
No, now we move from fingering to peeing on each other to pooing.
Nobody's
pooing on me. Sorry, I've got sensitive skin.
So the most you did was just maybe show your boobs.
I showed my boobs.
Yeah, your that's ass. Great. That's it.
No, my ass already showed.
Yeah.
I'm in Miami. I'm in LA.
So nothing with another guy.
No.
Or
no sexual intercourse.
No,
nothing.
No. Another girl. That would be nice. I would have probably made more money, but I didn't do it. So the guy's inside. Okay. Now you have to be tactical. So, Romela picture, okay, I'm chilling by the fridge. Oh, I'm so cute and sexy. The guy's like, oh, baby, you know, go to the bedroom with the fridge. Okay. Then
and he's tipping.
He's tipping. $100. Okay, so when I send a message to you, for you to open that message, you don't know what the fuck is in that message. I can be like, in that message going, the guys were angry right now. You're a cab. But it's because all the other girls now were doing all the nasty stuff.
What would you say your clientele was? Because I mean, OnlyFans is worldwide.
No, I wanted to block South Africans because and that was when I was thinking about the temptation phase of saying, ish. But I didn't block. I didn't block any. I think I said, this is my market. But
so your market is mostly
international. My market is mostly international. I don't feel like I'm appreciated at home. It's only now after Movango, now I'm getting a little bit appreciated.
You know what? It's so weird. Like, I didn't know about you until a week ago.
Shame.
Until
I told him about you.
Saul told me about you.
Yeah, you call me a pimp, though.
We'll get to that.
I'll sell myself before I sell other people, but I don't do that.
But before we get into that, is this all real?
Okay. So, you've seen my son, right?
Yeah.
I was always Tebogo with Dibun.
Okay.
Ask anybody. I used to go to the club. I was listening to you and Kanye's interview. I was like, Libu Akadi 115. I was there. I was the girl there. Yeah. I was always. So it is real. That's how African women look. We look like this. But after my baby, I had a baby with a rapper at 24. Last year,
a famous rapper.
Cash the Society. Was that famous?
Who's that now?
Hey!
Snaz. This is Snaz D.
I can never have a baby with Snaz. Gemini.
Gemini.
Major.
Oh.
Gemini Major.
Gemini.
No.
Raga.
No, I'm too skinny for.
I see Gemini.
Yeah, that's my baby daddy.
Fua's brother.
Fua's
brother, yeah.
Yeah, that's my baby daddy.
Oh, cashless.
Okay.
He's a paying child maintenance or he's cashless?
And don't worry about that. We could. That was always a joke. I was like, why leave it cashless? It's a cash fool. But
okay, yes.
I forgot now what I was saying.
No, you have the baby 24, cashless
society. So I had 24, final year of film school. My parents had died. I inherited some money. You know, the right thing to do as a baby girl, you must be educated. When you're young, he's making beats. I'm trying to be an actress. Hey, sexy man.
And this is pure love.
Pure, no. It was before the blessers. Before you knew, hey, guys, got you, man. Harry can make donuts like a share.
No, you're going to make donuts.
Hey, it's a cotton cent. Big Mac is only 10 rand. Yeah. What do you Look what else come here. You want to know them, daddy?
Yeah.
It was good time.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was love. We were in love and, you know, After that, I realized that this is not
working.
It's not working. I was in film school third year, and then after that, I had the baby in Cape Town. You know, I inherited money. After was not cheap. After,
yeah.
After was expensive. Now, when I don't know how much it is right now. Mm. Then it was 34K a year. Mm. My sister got a bursary, but I didn't. Because I don't know, I was a drama actress. I mean, I've always been a diva. I'd rather work. I was working at Marvel in Cape Town as a waitress. You know, I didn't get a bursary, and I was paying, and I had the baby. After I had the baby, now I forgot what I was saying.
We're talking about, is this all real?
Okay, yes. Mm. After that, I was pregnant. I had a big bump. Mm. After the baby, I had to go in this bump. Mm. Group breakup. I gave myself my 30th birthday gift. I was like, you know what? I'm single now. I don't have this man. I'm going to do some lipo on my stomach.
Oh, so we've done the stomach.
I've just done the stomach. That was years ago. Through that, whether or not you do lipo, this is what people don't understand. You can do lipo, but you need to gym. Mm. If you don't gym, you're going to gain the weight back. If you don't exercise and take care of yourself and take care of your skin, you are going to gain the weight back. So I did lipo. It's my gift. I was like, fuck it. I'm single now. I want to meet but what relevant. I want to meet that man. I did lipo on my stomach. And that's all I've done. Was lipo on my stomach.
But I read somewhere that French Montana paid for you guys to get lipo and all this other stuff.
How? Why would French do that? French is my friend. I've been friends with French from my first trip went to LA. Funny enough, we were walking on Rodeo Drive.
Wait, how the fuck do you get to LA?
Yeah, that's the kind of girl I am. I was like, it's also weird to talk about LA.
So who takes you to LA? You bought the tickets yourself?
We bought our tickets ourselves. And I'm not lying. Yeah. Nobody flew me to LA. We bought the tickets ourselves. The first thing, I think I'm a Kim Kardashian fan. I think Kim Kardashian is the relevance of X. Yeah. Got the first thing when I landed in LA, I was like, guys, we're going to, I took I'm not even talking to any of those girls anymore. Four of my ex-friends, I was like, come guys, we're going to LA.
You pay for all the tickets?
No. Oh. So everybody paid for their own tickets. Mm. Some of us managed to hustle business class. Some of us came to the economy. Mm. I had a guy who's a friend in the States. He was a soccer player at the time. And he had a house. It was in LA. And in LA, you live in either downtown or you live in West Hollywood, or you live in the hills.
Ah.
The hills, there's no network.
For real?
Yeah, because you know we're always on our phones.
Yeah.
We didn't stay in the hills. So we got there, and I met him through a friend of mine who's a Nigerian, and his dad was a big billionaire. Mm. So I had done a
favor. Davido.
Not Davido.
Okay, all right.
Mm. Please don't worry about David. Mm.
First name basis. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, I am on first name basis with a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, whose idea is it to go to LA? Do you just wake up and like, fuck, let's go to LA?
Yeah, because I mean, what? I went to film school. What was
the, oh?
That was my dream. If you take away Hollywood, I wanted to go. You know what? You know, you should go upstairs to my room, please. You, I don't know.
I'll go. Mesh.
Okay. Okay. No. You go.
Take too long.
Please, on my wall, please. There's a picture. They bring that picture.
Okay.
So I wanted to go to Hollywood. It's a dream. Traveling is important. So
it's from after.
I went after.
And Hollywood is the place to be.
And you know, after you were today for Hollywood. Mm. You know. They prep you for that. Mm. And while I'm chilling, I'm like, now I'm going to Hollywood.
Mm.
After I got my lipo.
But all right, I'm coming with my girls.
I said, the girls, let's go. Mm. Because everybody's going to be relevant. So when you get to, you don't realize, you guys in South Africa, you don't appreciate us.
Mm.
I get some my uncle start thinking in the mall, but are you black China? I'm like, no, I'm not. Take a picture. Wow. Bring that picture. Let me show them.
Oh, wow. Mesh, give us the picture there.
The S makes the picture heavy. You need help.
Here we go.
So,
can you get this on camera?
Oh, gosh.
That was me. On the Hollywood Hills, we went hiking. I mean, First time in LA.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, I should have bold and the beautiful.
Who took the picture, Faith?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, she did. She did. Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, you know, from Soweto to Hollywood.
Dude.
Not Paris.
Yeah.
Hollywood.
So you get there, You have you know the Nigerian guy?
No, the Nigerian guy's not there. Mm. He's my friend. Mm. I'm like, accommodation?
Dolol.
They're like, okay. What you? So he says, I got a friend. Mm. Got a friend. He's got a house in West Hollywood.
Soccer player.
Soccer player.
Sure.
I actually don't know the guy.
Okay.
I never met him. Mm. He's got a house in West Hollywood. Mm. You guys, I spoke to him. You can stay at his house for free.
Who's going to say no to four African city girls?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Bad bats. You know? Mm. Got to the house. It was called Lamoridine. I think it was Lamoridine in LA. So we get there, we drop our bags. Where is the first place we go to? Kim Kardashian's shop, Dash.
Yeah, Dash. Yes.
Dash. The outfit, everything Kim Kardashian. I want to buy it.
You didn't see her there.
Did Kim? No, we were sorry, please. Did Kim buy this? They're like, yeah, she has this. Like, how could I swipe? We had money, you know, with hustled. Mm. He asked a boyfriend, everybody.
To make the pods.
Yeah, even the ones that are asking you out, I'm going to make $1,000 more. Okay, all right, okay, $2,000. Okay, by the time we got there, we were chilling. We each had about maybe $15,000. Mm. So we knew that was shopping, food, you know, life. Quaturamol is very expensive.
Yeah.
You go for lunch, have a tequila and sashimi. That's $400.
Wow.
Good 10,000. So,
Como cafe.
So, we get to buy the stuff. We walk down Rodeo Drive. When we're walking down Rodeo Drive, my friend at the time was not my friend anymore. She says, hey, you know, I heard what? What did you hear? Oh, any nigga that drives an Escalade, you must talk to them. Mm-hmm. Escalade King. Get that car. What
SUV. Yeah.
So stop at Escalade. I'm not going to say who. He's like, yo, where are you guys from? We're like, Africa. Ooh, we love Africa. And I mean, I'm not going to go deeper into that, but that's how we ended up in the States. And then we ended up in circles. We ended up chilling with French. We went to French's birthday. Wherever we're in the States, you know, went to the biggest parties.
Wow.
Had a good time. That's how we started the hosting thing, because we used to get cold to come to the party, and then we leave for $100. I'm like, why are we getting those $100? Like, no, because I mean, y'all make the party happen. We're like, ooh, yeah, thanks for coming. So before Mojo is Bosumo, Otabu, never phone in. Them are okay.
Guest list.
Hi, Kihata's Kirobe, it's a little ring. Hi, man. It's like Mutlapunkanti, the niggas are paying for us to be there at the club.
Exactly.
They heard about Dave. Yeah. They're like, oh, okay, we're going to pop on. So the guys, the promoters at the club would be calling us and say, no, the boss is going to come. Don't worry, let me phone it. So now you wake up. Okay, you're doing a favor for the promoter. They didn't give us the cut. So now we realize, bar scam about Toba.
Did you meet anyone famous in those parties, apart from French?
Yeah, a lot.
Like who?
Kendall Jenner.
Kendall Jenner.
Jaden Smith.
Wow.
Tyler, the Creator.
Wow.
I met a lot of people.
And are you like starstruck when you see these people?
You got to keep it cool.
Oh, yeah. You can't
act all Hollywood.
Any of the famous US Oaks hit on you?
Everybody hit on me.
Shit.
Anyone got hit?
Fuck, I shouldn't have said that.
But you know what? You mentioned something very profound. You said that us in SA guys, we don't appreciate.
I appreciate it. We're fat.
So I wanted to ask you, when you go there to America, right? Because Americans, Kylie Jenner has to pay to look like you.
Yeah, we look like this.
This is all natural. So are they like thinking you fake and you tell them it's real and they're like, they can't believe it.
But you can see what's real and what's not fake.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, you can see. Like, honestly, try doing your body. If you're a skinny girl and you do your body, you will not look like me. You are just reshaping. Do you understand what I mean? Like, this is a structure. The legs are thick. You know, the way you walk, you are thick. Like,
so when they see you, they go crazy.
Yeah, what? I'm always like, whoa, I'm really famous.
And Runaki, get the
woof.
I'm
for a meantime. Meanwhile, I'm trying to be kept, you know?
Yeah. All right, cool. Before we talk about all of that, now we got to talk about your upbringing. How was your upbringing? How was your childhood? Because, I mean, crazy. Your dad was the co-founder of Black Like Me.
So, you know, it's a crazy situation because everyone says a co-founder. And I want to say, Papa Heman is like someone that I grew up with. He was like somebody, my dad and Papa Heman were very good friends when they were young. So they were baby boys from the hood, hustling.
And Before social media.
And Papa Nanani, Saloon, Kutopsen Ville, Nabito Kanduna, they used to have the best Pem. They even had songs, Wakako Pema Kanduna in Topsi, you know. or as Kelepa Paka was the shits.
Mm.
So I don't know what happened. I think maybe it was like two boys that were both hustling and maybe they didn't reach an agreement. And my dad founded Principal Products, which was a big brand. Mm. Okay. It was big. It was actually bought over by Procter & Gamble before he died.
Yo.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Mm. You know, it was bought over.
For a black man that time.
Yes. Damn. So at 37, he was a millionaire.
Jeez.
Yeah. Unfortunately passed away.
Yeah.
At the age of, you know, I was 14.
What happened?
He got murdered in Polokwane. Yeah. So he was like going back to his roots. I got my baby, but yes. So he went back to the hood and to Limpopo and he met a girl he fell in love with. So not checker every weekend. The story I hear from my uncles was that Nebato somewhere. And they were tired. The nigga used to drive Porsches, Range Rover at the time, Marnelli Nissan Patrol.
Wow.
So these young guys were like, hey, Tatuna, oh, fagela pressure.
Mm.
They tried to argue with his friend. Stupid fight. This was a big guy. Like, I feel like we were chained up. Like, my dad used to go to Atlanta. I have pictures of my dad in Atlanta. Wow. Then, like, he flew the Concorde. Then, he had lunch with the Queen. Then.
The Queen?
The Queen of England. Like, we had, actually, you just don't have it here.
Why are you the fucking Young Only fans?
Which is gay. Grub soft.
I can't grub soft. I don't need to struggle. Calm down. Why are you judging me? I'm about to cut this fucking interview.
Yo, you got the Queen on WhatsApp, bro.
The Queen is on WhatsApp again. One year. Stop. You take me too far, my boy.
Yeah.
Say sorry.
Sorry, Askies. Okay, yeah. For the sake of the podcast.
Yeah.
But you mean it?
Yeah, no, I do.
I'm actually done answering your questions.
No,
you're judging me.
No.
Everybody say sorry.
Sorry.
So, you know, so the crazy thing was that I was raised by my mom and dad, and my mom had depression and she committed suicide when I was 9.
Shit.
And I didn't know what depression was at that time because that time
what time?
And my dad and I got close. He died when I was 15. He died interstate. So interstate is when you die, even if you have money, your kids are going to have to wait till they're 21 at that time to get the money. So from being this like kind of wealthy girl, from the ages of 15 to 21.
Living.
We had a house. Huge house in Ridgeport, Florida. I went to Constantia Primary. Then my sister went to St. Catharines. You know, we're still in good. They pay the bare minimum. Mm. We're used to living the best life.
But there's no money coming in.
No. The house is huge. Maintenance, we can't afford.
Yeah.
My aunt, who's trying, she at some point learned that she was tired. Like, I can't pay for these things. These things are bigger than me. We have to wait till I'm 21 to get the money. So that was traumatic for me because my dad used to let us talk, you know, because not America. He used to be like, you know, you guys express yourself, be characters, be strong. You could actually, I wasn't raised in an environment where kids are not spoken to. Mm. You could argue.
Mm.
If you wanted the buffalo, you know the buffalo?
Yeah, I remember buffalo.
Formulas.
Yeah.
Oh, what a buffalo? Okay, clean the pool. You know, we had a negotiation system. So I think that's what taught me to kind of be a hustler.
Okay. Because you had to.
I had to.
There's no choice. Point.
But funny enough, I was a bit scared. So I didn't, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with doing what you need to do to hustle, but I didn't have to do the most because I had a roof, because a roof is the most important thing.
Yeah.
Waiting, even if ahuna dijo, mare, ho. It's very important.
At what age do you realize, shit, I can use my body to make money?
Late.
Nah.
Late.
Were you getting all this attention from boys when you were young? Like 15 to 21?
Not as much.
Because you're a nerd.
I was a nerd. I was a tomboy. I was a skater.
Mm.
I used to skate.
Because you know the school uniform will lie to you. You'll only see during CVs.
Or during netball.
Netball at the bar.
So now, what happens when you're old enough to get the monies?
I got the money, took myself to school, made sure that I distributed it amongst the sisters, and everybody had to live their life.
Was it a fair amount of money?
Yeah, I mean, at that we should have inherited like about 15 million rand, but people ate the money.
Mm. And you're young.
And you're young. You don't know. What's happening? Like, the lawyers charge the money. Eesh. They said you get.
Lawyers.
So in the end, people used to always think, because they knew my dad, that, oh, they will have inherited a lot of money. But what's a million rand if... It's if nothing. You've got to pay for school, if you've got to now have back payment, or now you've got self-esteem issues, now you want to prove to your friends black that you're not poor, you've got black tax. So all I'm grateful for is that at least we got to go to school. We had that system because my dad said, if your will is your education, you can be anything. Marie, as a woman, your will is your education. Be able to negotiate for yourself, you know?
And when he passed away, though, did he... still have ownership of the company? And
no,
what
he
happened
sold it
to
Procter & Gamble.
Oh, he had sold it by the time. Oh,
so he sold the name. So he was going to start a new formula. So you sell it like, it's like maybe where now you your gin. And the big gin company, SAP. Because of based on marketing. My formula, maybe Ginao and
Cranberry. Yeah,
so he had taken the formula, he was developing it before he died.
And so you guys were close.
We're very close. That was my best friend. And
do you think you have daddy issues?
You asked that to Kanye as well. Can you give us daddy issues? Does it turn you
on? It's my go-to question.
Yeah, hey, man. What the fuck are daddy issues? I'm not looking for a daddy.
Yeah.
I know key am though.
So you do in some weird kind of way.
I think I have such a big expectation of men in my life. I expect them to be like these amazing giants. And sometimes...
And we are trash.
And you guys are trash. I'll not tell it sometimes.
Have you ever met a guy who's lived up to your expectations? Like your dad expectations as well?
Mm-hmm.
For real? What happened to that guy?
I mean, you know, we move on.
Yeah.
Until the next time.
Yeah.
What
I got to be 24, sharp. You go to America, whatever. When does the Slay Queen
do? I did America at 31.
Oh, okay.
I had to raise a child.
Oh.
So after film school, after having the baby, you didn't ask me that part.
Yes.
I now had bills to pay.
Okay, yes.
Yes, in your sense.
Yes.
Me and my boyfriend were not investing at the time. Partying, 115.
Natural.
I'm not. And I'm the girl. Bye, baby. What's up, play? Let's go on holiday. How? You now come out of shit. You go to castings. Really, I was a good actress. If you ask Garth Holmes, all my principals at school, they loved me. I was great. You know, I had issues. So I could go into character properly, you know, because I could cry when I need to. I could get into Alba emoting, you know. I studied like how to act. And, but hey,
so you're about this acting shit?
I'm about this acting. That's what was my passion. It was my way of healing. In a way, you know what I mean? Like, it was healing for me to act.
It's nice to be someone else.
It's nice to be someone else because your reality kind of sucks. You know? So after that, you realize that you don't have nan. You have to get a job. Then I started working as a booker. Right? A booker is a person that gets the briefs or the castings.
Okay.
You get the brief for the casting. Hi, this is Deborah from X Factor. Mama Tembi, can you go to a casting yourself? Okay, it's at casting directors between 1 and 5. Okay, thank you very much. Okay, I'll send you the email. Okay, bye, ma. That's what I did for like 4 years, earning nothing.
Shit.
And that's how I survived, until...
Why didn't you take the in front of the camera route?
Because you work for someone and you're a booker. That's what you need to stay as. Employees, this is when I realized that you need to be an entrepreneur. Employees don't want you to be better. They don't want you to be better.
They want to keep you here.
They have to keep you there. Once I become a star, I become his boss because I need to make money from him. So like, you're terrible. Like, I don't want to talk about that. But I don't want to say it in a bad way. I mean, my employee at the time, he was a very good friend of mine. We're still great friends. But I feel like he should have also let me go out there and audition sometimes, you know. But...
And explore your talent.
Yeah, but I was like, I just had a low self-esteem for a very long time. And I didn't see myself in front of the camera.
Self-esteem with that ass.
I'm telling you.
Jeez.
You, do you want to borrow it for me? You want to see how what you do with it? When
do we get to the Slay Queen life?
So, what is the Slay Queen one?
I don't know. Life? You tell me.
The Slay Queen, I think most guys... Any rich nigga would never call a woman a slave queen.
It's
broke niggas.
It's broke niggas.
Niggas call us slave queen. I like wearing a Rolex.
Yeah.
I got Cartiers. I'm not gold digging. So ke jala motho tsa ke shega pega lena. Pega. Ke shega pega re shega di mazimba re shega di chips. No, a man
so
must,
we don't understand.
You don't understand because you don't know life's life. Kuna to jala motho na ni chelete. Khona, I mean, I always say I've got this like weird definition of slay queen. I'm like, I stay in my lane. I love myself. I arrive with confidence. Yesterday is gone, but I can redeem myself. It's like slay because every day you have to keep slaying. Why are you broke? Why are you struggling when you have every asset as a woman as a strength to be, you know?
You know, I was having a conversation with some friends of mine, right? And they said the slay queen term came about for a woman who's doing well in their field.
Yes.
And it's slay.
That's what I'm saying. You stay in your lane.
But then us broke niggas were like, they're fucking hoes. Well,
they're fucking hoes. Any nigga that calls you a hoe is somebody that's never fucked you. Because if somebody has fucked you, it's unlikely.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Drop that shit.
Buzz,
I know any nigga that's been with me, he can't hold
you. Yeah.
He knows better.
But if I want you.
Because you know what? I collected from you.
Okay, so what's your definition of a slay queen?
I said, you know, I stay in my lane, I love myself, you know, I've got an attitude, and even if yesterday's gone, I can still redeem myself. You have to reinvent yourself all the time.
Okay, so when do you realize, okay, whatever you call it?
I didn't realize, it's me.
Mm.
So when people are still saying slay queen, we are moving. Mm. Maybe they'll create another name for me in 10 years' time.
Mm.
I'm moving. Mm. It's got nothing to do with that, because what... People will call a woman a hoe, but you don't know what this girl has to do for survival.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can't judge.
And it's her body.
It's her body. And you know what? It's what I always say is that I wish we could all stand outside and be naked and say to her, okay, akapara, judge me. If we're all naked, it's okay.
Mm.
But when one person is doing it, it's a big deal.
I've never understood why we judge women for being, it's your body.
If you have a sex tape, but
but it's your body. You should be able to do whatever it is that you want to do with your body.
Do you have one? Like on your hard drive? I have one.
You know, maybe. I genuinely wish I did. Like, I wish I could twerk or I wish I could have a sex tape, but I think I'm a love maker. I'm such a love maker. I like.
When you get into this world, because I know nothing about this world.
What
right?
is this world?
The slay queen, whatever.
What is the slay queen world?
I don't even know. You must tell us.
No, what is
okay,
it?
Have you been to the hockey
you
club?
You say I'm there, but I don't know if I'm there.
Have you been to the hockey club?
What is the hockey club? That girl likes to work in.
Jackie Pamut.
I mean, in any good spots where I've seen where there's rich niggas, I never seen that girl.
She didn't live the life she's talking about.
I'm not sure about all that.
What is that club?
I don't know it. Ask her. Because she's been there. I've never seen no hockey club. I've never been in a place where people are negotiating what to pay for pussy. I've never been in those situations. So how about a hockey club? How about a guy in? And actually, I can't. You know, I'm not going to have this conversation. I think it's boring. I've never been there. I've never been to Snake Park. I've been to Snake Parks, maybe in my own Snake Parks, but... I saw what know her in my life and I've dated billionaires. So
when people say you're a hoe and you're a prostitute, where does that stem from?
Because I've got a big bum and I'm confident and I don't give a fuck and I own myself. That's why. Because it's maybe uncomfortable for people.
And you've got bookings in your bio on Instagram. Because that's what most people say.
Yes, bookings. Book like me for the club.
Exactly.
Book me there because I'm coming there. You are coming to the club because you want to see girls like me. Where do you see them? You are a nerd. You're a rich guy.
Yeah.
You're looking at your phone. You're like, let me spend my money. I've got nothing else to spend it on. Come to the club. Those are the bookings.
So I'm a nerd. I own Facebook. I come to you and I book you to entertain. I'm like, bring your girls. Entertain us for the night.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the night, I want to sleep with you. I'm like, here's $1 million.
I mean, what would you do?
Hey.
You take it. I take it. Ask me. Ask me. I take it.
That's a dumbass question.
Exactly.
That's a fucking, you know, I really thought you were a clever guy. $1 million. Give a guy. Let me calculate. 15 million.
Just for sex, which you've had for free with other dudes. Exactly.
Is there anything you wouldn't do for money?
Yeah, there's a lot I wouldn't do for money.
Like what?
Like, fuck it. There's a lot, man. I mean, everything is always negotiable.
What wouldn't you like, this is the
I rejected OnlyFans.
No.
At the point where I was at my peak,
people
were like, it was like guys would be gauging of who can push this girl. To a point where like, let me see, let me see, let me see, let me see. I'd be like, What do you want to see?
Can I shit on you in Dubai?
No, you cannot shit on me.
For $5 million.
I'm going to vomit. No, I won't. I think I'll vomit. I've got a very sensitive stomach. Mm. I'm not judging anybody else that gets shat on. Mm. I mean,
but you wouldn't eat anything.
What do you know? I mean, if you're giving me $5 million, you might as well shit in my mouth.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I'm not about the shit.
Yeah.
The piss?
The piss, I'm not about it. I've got a sensitive stomach. I vomit from smelling old soup.
Ooh.
So it'll be a vomit and a shit party.
So you've got a threshold. Like,
I don't know if there's... I'm not... Why are you guys already saying I'm selling?
No, there's threshold.
No, because...
Aye. You're leading me somewhere I don't like.
You think so?
Yeah.
No.
Well, there's a threshold of what? Yes, sir.
In terms of like I said, I'm Mark Zuckerberg. I'm like, I've got 5 million. I want to sleep with you.
No, you didn't say... You said 1 million.
Yeah, sorry. 1 million. And I want to sleep with you.
I'm asking you, what would you do?
I would...
Okay, you're sitting there and... Michelle Obama's there. And she's like, hey, listen.
Oh, I'd fuck the shit out of Michelle.
For 1 million. She's like, you look cute with your little dreadlocks from Africa. Wiggle your ass. What are you going to say?
You know, but
you're going to be like, no, Michelle, I've got principles.
But if Barack came, I'd say, my dog.
You've got him, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, I'm not sure about this.
Which one is this one?
Let me run. My Mpundu's can't take this.
Yeah. All right, cool. So when do you meet Faith then? When do you guys meet?
I don't really want to have that conversation. I think this is my podcast.
Yeah, no, it is. But
it really is. And I'm over that question. To round it off, Faith was like my little sister. I met her when she was young. She was like 17. We took each other like little sisters. I think that she low-key got influenced. I was hurt by the situation. And maybe I'll tell that story when I've actually got a proper... I'm not saying your platform is proper.
Yeah.
And also as a woman, you don't... When you're friends with someone, just because you guys are not talking, you're not going to go in now discuss what they did to you.
But she does that about you.
Does she?
Yeah, she went on a live and said, I'll never go to OnlyFans no matter...
You know what? We had a conversation after that. I actually called her and I said, what the fuck are you saying? Mm. And she said, no, she didn't say that. People took like...
Oh, screenshots.
And then made it seem like that.
Oh, with no context.
She would never... If that girl spoke shit about me, everyone else around her can speak shit about me, but she knows what's up between us. Do you understand what I'm saying? So there is no way I think that she would say that. I don't think there's hate between us. I think that maybe Kim Khudi sees it as a baby sister and she wanted to maybe spread her wings. And
so she agreed.
We agree each other.
Mm. That's life. That's life, yeah.
And I feel like people want to make a big deal about women not being friends. Mm. Oh, I didn't fuck Faith's man. She didn't fuck my man. We never did. We're never interested because we're both equally capable. Mm. Her friends right now, maybe they're not equally capable. Mm. Maybe her friends are yes people and I was not a yes people for her. You know what I mean?
How do you guys start feline management?
So feline management, which is crazy. Feline management, well, I remember we were coming back from Nigeria.
Hey, you guys travel, man. Yeah, we're living soft.
Yeah.
I'd love to be a handbag.
We're coming back from Nigeria and we're getting booked and I was like, hey, let's register an agency. Because I've got a good way. I know how to look at a girl and say, I want to own under potential.
And your dad also.
Yeah.
So business-wise.
But I've always been. So we said, let's do this. We started feeling management. Any friend that I saw as a friend, I'd be like, hey, Manuena, you're good at this. We're going to the club. You're going to be a DJ.
Mm.
Oh, Wena, show me you're good at this. You're going to be a dancer.
Miss Cosmo.
No, I don't know her. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm supposed to know.
No, continue.
So we just thought, let's make money out of it. We started having peanut management. How? All of a sudden, we're chilling at home. I was even doing a photo shoot here. I just did my walk-in closet. Okay, I'm so leather. Taking pictures. How? All of a sudden, we're trending on Twitter. How? This guy. But I'm like, So guys, if you logically think about it, look at me, look at us. If there was a selling problem, don't you think the guys want to buy us first?
Mm.
I mean, I think we're really kind of hot.
Mm.
So people ended up glamorizing a very fucked up situation and making it like, I don't know, it was ugly.
But if you were selling girls, would you sit there and say, yeah, we were?
But I wasn't. So I'm not in that situation.
Mm.
So there's never been like a rich, maybe Nigerian billionaire who said, bring your friends.
And then rapes them.
I've got four guys. No,
you guys don't
know.
You don't understand what they said. They said a girl got raped by 10 guys.
Didn't the girl say that?
Yes. It's not the selling of the girls that was the story. It's the girl got getting raped by 10 guys and getting paid. I don't know how much. And she was human trafficked. So the person that made that statement used the correct keywords. Trafficking, rape, and...
But wasn't it a girl who said that?
There was nobody who said that. It was somebody who made a fake tweet.
No one respond like... DM Berry Rue, that fake Berry Rue on Twitter or something like that.
Fake I don't want to insult that guy because, you know, ish.
No, let's not talk about it.
Yeah, no. Hey, have a nice day.
So that was a fake account?
We don't know.
So it could be someone real?
No, not from my camp. Mm. No, not from my camp. Because everything was controlled at any point. And they used, this is what I keep saying, they used the right keywords. Okay? I was raped, right? They human trafficked me. Okay, trafficked or whatever. Trafficked. What is it? Trafficked or trafficked?
Oh, yeah, we'll just search as trafficked.
What are we deciding? Trafficked?
Trafficked.
Trafficked.
Yeah.
What do you think? Trafficked.
Trafficked.
Yeah.
So they human trafficked. They used keywords. Keywords is like propaganda. Hits a person in the head. These girls don't look like human beings. They are obviously so gorgeous that... They are evil. They're not humans.
No, but they will go with the smoke, there's fire.
There's no smoke. Nah. Fuck that shit. Nobody was
told. Because, do you know, okay, I've never, like I said, I've never been in that world, right?
Well, you still, you see, that's the problem.
So I'm thinking, I'm applying my mind, right?
So you think that they are so pretty that they're going to take other girls and sell them.
Here's why I think they'll do that. Because as a woman, you can only be hot for so long.
No, it's not true. How old am I? I'm approaching my 40. I'm even hotter than when I was 25.
Ah, you're one of a kind.
So?
What do you mean? I'm even hotter now than I was when I was 22.
But?
I'm getting more play.
If I'm smart.
That's the thing. It's that African mentality. The older you get, you become reusable. It's like a car. No, it's not like that. Take care of yourself. You can still maintain. Why is it Jado still looking like that? Why is it?
But they were,
I don't like that.
If I'm a blesser, right?
What? I don't know. What is a bless?
No, I'm just saying.
When you date a girl, don't you give a man when?
Yeah.
Woman, it's like she wants McDonald's. You say, no, baby, take it.
No. I buy her McDonald's. But no allowance.
What better? Allowance? Okay, so sometimes I'm fat out.
Aye, next.
I don't think bullshit, this is a good look for you, my friend. You're like, nobody's going to fuck you now. I'm done with this interview.
But what I'm saying...
Stingy nigga. Nobody wants a stingy nigga. It's not cool.
But what I'm saying, logic. If I apply my logic, right? Mm-hmm. So Tebucho is hot, right? Sharp.
Not
cool.
His.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, I rock her for 2 years, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. After 3 years, I'm going to want a younger Tebucho.
Well, I mean, that's not if your pussy's not sweet.
Mm.
You know, the older the woman is, the older the berry...
I agree.
For real.
Yeah. Okay,
you guys are
calling me a pimp to being like, you know, agreeing with a lot that I'm saying, huh?
But
I agree because I prefer older women, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
but would you say that does exist, even though
I don't think it's like that. I keep telling you guys, it's about energies. It's not about how you look. Somebody could be wrinkled, but you could have such a good vibe. Not everything is a commodity.
So
it's about spirits. So what is this commodity thing? Why are we trading? You're not even a trader. You don't even give your girl 1,000.
Yeah.
But when you want to put it on a trading place. Yeah. No, leave that.
But let's be honest, right? Guys who've got the means do call up a girl who they know has got a lot of hot girls as friends.
Wouldn't you?
And yes. And, definitely, I
would. Judging
there's
them?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
Wouldn't you? I would too.
If the girls are willing. So what I'm asking is, have you never had a guy who said, bring 5 girls. I got 3 or 5 guys here. We're willing to spend. We've got a budget of 500K or a mil for the weekend. And the girls are willing. Wouldn't you make that connection?
I mean, I've hosted parties where we've been placed in situations, but I don't think anybody's out here getting raped by 10 people.
Not raped. I'm
but
saying
that's
willingly.
What they said. You see, we are diverting. Now you're trying to find the extras of what I do in the weekend.
No, I'm saying if the girls are willing.
But that's the initial issue of it is that nobody's busy getting raped. Nobody's been human trafficked.
Okay, we get that. No,
so let's leave this
raped.
Story, Adi. 500,000, 1 million in this imaginary weekend, world where people are getting fucked for billions. That does, like, that's whoever does it when they want to do it.
There's a tweet that you said. You said, people think that all doors are open in front of me, but it was me who pushed them open. What does that mean?
I mean, it's every single time in your life you are judged. You know, you have to explain, oh my God, I went to school. Oh my God, I want to be an actress. There's never been a time when I've walked in the door and people are like, just take it. And this is what I loved about...
Just take
you're
it.
You're an ass. I didn't mean it like that. Oh my God, you're so sick. And this is what I loved about my audition with Movango. I have an agency called Star Quality and I was begging them, please, I want to cast things. And, you know, I haven't practiced my craft for a while, you know. And I always felt weird about auditioning in front of casting directors. I felt that it was cold. So luckily during COVID, you could do a casting via...
Zoom.
No,
Insta.
Zoom. No, you record your own casting.
Oh, you record your own casting.
Set up your own scene.
Cool.
Like the filmmaker vibe.
Oh, shit, dope.
So that's how I did it. I did a whole casting and then they submitted it. And funny enough, even my first scene at Movango, they loved it so much that they used the same outfit that I wore on my audition tape.
Mm, awesome.
So that was where I didn't have to prove myself. I actually did what I needed to do and they took me in.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that's why the universe is kind of making it. Because, I mean, I literally was on that screen for a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, shit started going viral. So, you know, also everything happens in your own time and when the universe wants you and when you are ready. So... that was the only time I actually didn't have to push the door open. They gave me a chance.
Yeah, speak on the mic.
Dude. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, they give you a chance. Yeah.
Yes, they gave me a chance.
Not for your ass or whatever, just for your talent.
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
If the ass got me halfway into it, so be it.
But a lot of people are saying there's a trend with Movango that they only hire thick girls or beautiful girls.
I mean, isn't that a good quality to a production because they know what sells? So is that a bad thing?
No, but
and
maybe,
just because you have a big bum, does that mean that you can't act?
Mm.
Maybe the big bum girls are actually good actors, guys. True, give us a chance.
True. From one sex symbol to another.
Okay. Tata! What did you just say? I want that. Oh my God. I want that. The sex symbol. Show me. Naka wants a why. Wait, no, why?
Do you think that's not going to create a trend whereby if a soapy sing shit numbers, they're like, let's get an Instagram girl with a big ass?
I mean, I'm a trendsetter, so it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. And you can't help that.
I can't. The problem is now they must not cast me thinking that now they think that when they cast me, again, we're back to square one, that I can't act. They don't want to cast me. Guys, go back in casting. Let me do auditions. I can act.
Tebogo, I want you to answer me something. Right? Okay. Give me a second.
Okay, breathe.
Myself and him during this whole interview, we just interested about who you fucking.
Yeah, that's how much, what you want to do. Like, what is it?
I said, give me a second.
Okay, so.
Who you fucking, how much you fucking him for, whatever. But meanwhile, dude, you studied.
I studied. I've got a degree at AFTA. And everybody that knows that you go to AFTA is not an easy school.
Because I think me and him represent most males. Why do you think we like that?
Because I don't know. I was never that girl that looks like this, but now all of a sudden I am. Do you get what I mean? Before I was just normal Tebogo who was skating with the boys and trying to act, trying to do physical performance. Now all of a sudden I just land here and I'm like this person who, I don't know who they're talking about, but the core of the person that I am is that I'm a performer and I went to film school. I was just a normal girl. But because all of a sudden big bums are in fashion because we got propaganda that big bums are in fashion. Now all of a sudden it's all about me selling ass.
Is your bum a gift and a curse?
I'm happy with it. You know what? I used to cry. I remember my dad one day, my boyfriend, you know boyfriends in high school, you know? He wasn't like a boyfriend. Boyfriend was like the guy that used to.
Yeah.
He was like, everyone's like, he's got such a big bum. And I cried. And I called my dad, got home. He's like, why are you crying? I'm like, I didn't want to tell you. Papa, man. But when I'm a mom, you'll see when you're older. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. It's that smack. It's that smack.
No, but you understand what I'm saying, so?
Yeah, no, I get
like
you.
Like, imagine, dog.
Like, you didn't care about if I fucking have a brain or not. You just worried about who I fucked for R1 million.
You know? Yeah.
No. We're gonna get to that part. You've got a lot of substance. That's one thing I've taken from the interview. You're not an airhead at all.
Unfortunately, I'm not. I can't do
Fortunately.
That.
What else do you want to do, though? I mean, is acting like the last thing and you just want to spend on that?
I've got the most amazing brand, which people don't know. I traveled. I've tried to find something that I loved. Obviously, I'm going to go into hair eventually. Some stuff happened in my business that, you know, unfortunately, about South Africans, our government restricts women from growing in enterprise, right? Importing and exporting is the most... Kisa. No, not
that's
good.
Mesh. That's Mesh there.
Hi, oh. Mesh. Mesh is quite a sex symbol.
Hey, now. And he gets the most S. You know that?
Yeah, his name is Smash with a silent S.
He looks silent, like a silent sniper.
But he likes very loud S.
But like his S is silent. No. Okay, I am not the most of the gangbang situation.
Hey, you know.
So I have this brand called Bofam. A lot of women don't understand whether or not you've had lipo or you've done whatever. Waist training from the early 1500s for you to structure your waist to make corsets. It smaller. It's corsets. It's, yeah. And I love corsets. I've got this, which is called the Bofam belts. I get a Bofam. After a baby.
100% black owned.
Black owned by me only.
No white man behind it.
No white man. I financed my whole business. I struggle with my business.
Love it.
You know, so I've got my brand is growing. I mean, I started. This was my first Bofam belt. Let me show you. This is the first Bofam belt. It looks like this, right? So I wore it's a bit small, you know, just for the lower waist.
What must I do? This?
Just hold it.
Okay.
Done a Bofam also. And then I moved to bigger things. And this one is better. Like, this is like, this is my bestseller. It's like an amazing, it's amazing. We waist train your gym with it, right? And then also now, hold it.
Cool.
Yeah. Do you have a girlfriend with a baby? I can give you one.
No.
Are you good? So this is other one. This is the other one, which is,
No, man, you mustn't look into my eyes. Make me feel weird.
Ow. It's because of the gin you gave me. I'm feeling kind of sexy.
Man. I hate it.
No, take a sexy time. Let's just enjoy. Why are you thinking like that?
Hey, no. It's too much.
What's happening?
Sol, can you come sit here?
What's happening?
Oh, a face, bro.
Focus. Hey,
bro.
Focus.
Ay, ay, ay.
Focus. Focus.
We in this together.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Should we leave the room?
I mean...
Yeah.
Do you want them to?
Cool. So what does these do?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these are waist snatchers. I've got different types of waist snatchers, which is a good business that I'm doing right now. The only thing is that ish government, in terms of importing, exporting, they give us such a hard time.
Mm.
So if you import something, let's say you buy it for $5, which is about 70 rand.
Yeah.
Their tax is 40%.
Of that.
So when it comes in, 40%. That does not include shipping it.
Why are you exporting? I mean, why are you importing?
Because they're not giving us money to build our factories.
So there's no one in SA who can do this?
No, well, even if you go and pitch it, nobody's trying to give you the money to do
okay.
it. And this is a big industry. You know Keisha Cole?
Yes.
Gucci Mane's wife?
Yes.
That's how she made her millions.
Oh, shit.
When he gave her that $1 million and went to prison and she made a business out of it. Yeah. It's because she started waist trainers. It's a big industry.
Mm.
It's like hair, food, makeup. These are like food. These are commodities. It's like sex. Food.
Are you doing this because you love this or it's just an ends to a mean?
No, I love it. I like making women feel beautiful.
Okay.
And giving them a solution.
Mm.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm doing it. I mean, this is my... I have another business. Unfortunately, Customs is holding my stuff. It's been holding my stuff since October. They're not releasing it.
Why?
I've got five minutes left on this. Can we take a break? For a smoke break and then come back. Is that fine?
Okay, you smoke.
Yeah, let's smoke break.
Okay, cool.
Cool, let's go. All right, cool. So...
I just want to check. Do I look pretty?
Yeah.
Okay, very pretty. Extremely.
It's fine, man. This is not pretty. TV, bro.
I know, but...
This is not
Dad, what's happening here?
Continue.
What's alarm? Continue. Rolex. What's alarm?
Is this real?
Yeah, of course. What do you mean?
You don't have any tattoos, ne?
I have three.
Three?
Got one here.
Yeah.
I got one here on my
shoulder. Oh, yeah, she got a tattoo. Dope tattoo here.
Put it on your mic. That one was painful.
Oh, yeah, we've already recorded. We're starting, yeah. So you got one here?
One here. Oh, uh-huh. Sorry, the mic is dropping.
Which one is this one here?
Anna Eric Blessed Girl.
Oh, is that what it says? Blessed?
No, it doesn't. It's like, fuck
it. It's just artwork.
No, it's artwork for my C-section.
Oh, you had a C-section.
I had a C-section.
You can
I was
push.
In labor with that nigga. You know, I showed my son, I showed my son videos with his big cheeky. I'm like, do you want to see labor videos?
Yeah.
Do you want to see what I had to do?
How old were you when we got pregnant?
Oh, stop. I'm not going to say that because people will know my real age. And you know what you said as a nigga? You said what? Women barring, renani expiry date.
No.
So, okay, maybe get expiry.
Nah, but you said you still fly.
But not said it, you see it.
Were you shocked? Was it the baby prepared?
Hi, this guy, man. Not to our farm. My son was like, I'm not
Are you planning on having any more kids?
No, I'm too old. I don't want to be going to hockey at 55. So I want to be in a yacht with my rich husband, who's a billionaire, and sitting there and then having grandchildren.
Yeah.
I'm ready for grandchildren.
All right, cool. So we've spoken about your past. What has happened? We are here because your manager said to us, he's like, listen, Teboho is embarking on a new journey.
Yeah.
She wants to rebrand.
Rebrand.
It's not rebranding, it's repackaging.
Repackaging. Mm. So where are we going?
You know what? I feel like I have a lot to offer. Shit. Who's that? It's a gate. Shit. Sorry, excuse me.
No stress.
So for me, I was a little girl at 15 lost. I wish somebody could give me some kind of
wisdom.
Okay, it's okay. Keep pushing. You know, I think women need to be spoken to and to be led into the right direction. For example, as I said to you with the whole OnlyFans thing, my one of my good friend Fred Joe said you'll be offered things that you might not be able to hold to continue with in the later life. Do you understand what I'm saying? You need to now look at it at a point of saying that we need to teach women confidence. We need to teach women about owning your story because we are mothers, right? And every woman, when it comes to her child or her family, they don't have a price. Mm-hmm. If we're not talking to Lala, Mama, she will do anything for you to have food in your stomach. Mm. People must stop putting us as these eight-figure girls that are just dancing and twerking. Look at us as women. What do we have to do to feed our families? Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Every woman has a price, and the price is what? Her family and what she wants to achieve to be a better woman.
You know what I keep telling my friends? I'm like, you know, women are an extra terrestrial, extra, because, nigga, these niggas give birth to you.
Do you understand?
Do you know how much power that is? They're like,
you little human, I brought you here.
Yeah. And yet we treat them like shit.
We treat us like shit. You make us feel like we are nothing. You make us feel like we are dumb. You make us feel like we don't mean anything. You make us feel like the way we look, it's not necessary. I feel like it's, Hesna said, this whole thing of making sexuality a disgusting thing, that needs to stop, guys. It needs to stop. We need to live in an environment where we are accepting of each other. It's COVID. My best friend died. His name was Wandi Motlana. This guy was Dr. Motlana's son. My best friend in the whole entire world. Billionaire. 10 Bentleys. This guy has taught me how to be the most conscious woman in the world and respect myself. Why can't we have men that do that instead of the way that you guys are putting us down? No, not you, sex symbol.
Yeah. I'm glad you remembered.
Yes, and I mean you did say sex symbol to sex symbol. You know, we gotta. Really...
Yeah.
So, for me, I wanna not be booked for the club. Mm. I wanna be booked to do public speaking.
Shit.
I wanna be Winnie Mandela because I'm Winnie Mandela.
Who you know, better?
Winnie Mandela was judged. Mm. What did they say about Winnie? Winnie, they used to say, I can't say those words, I'm speaking about mama, but Winnie Nelling, they used to say, oh, that girl, she cheated on Mandela. When nigga was in jail for 27 years, what must happen?
Mm.
So, teaching my boy, teaching you guys, moving forward, celebrate us. Mm. Don't put us down. Because imagine if you celebrate us. Mm. We might not have had COVID right now.
Mm.
We might have had like, there's so much to life than all this bullshit about ass, sex. Sexy king, we do it. All of us are doing it. Mm. Can we stop with the bullshit? Let's speak about uplifting our girls because they are raising the sons. We always focus on women, women, women. We are raising sons.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I mean?
100%. And most of the times it's by yourself.
It saddens me. Like, I want to have tears in my eyes when I think about the fact that, Jorge, we are supposed to be raising people like you, like as a sex symbol.
Mm.
No?
Hey, you won't let that go.
Hey, man, chill. So yeah, that's for me. Like, moving forward, I want to do public speaking. Please, I want to be booked into schools. I want to hug girls. I want to have conversations. I want to tell them that, guys, sometimes all these girls that you see on Instagram, they might have a sponsor, but not everybody is going to have a sponsor. You might just have to work a little bit extra hard, but then you know what? In the long run, it's going to come through.
If you had a girl child, what would you want her?
I don't want that girl because I'm the only princess in the room.
But if you had one, okay, what kind of world would you want her to be in?
If I had a daughter, she would never be judged for anything she did. Do you understand what I mean? I need a confident girl. When you walk in, you must have presence. Presence is important.
And that's what slaying is all about.
Yes. So what about the slay queen? Please call me a slay queen again and again and again and again. Because I'm gonna carry that name because I'm a heavy woman. I've got what's again a lot of zela.
Is French Montana pecking?
I don't know. That's my friend. That's my chum. Should I call him?
Is it a big roll of French bologna?
Leave French, guys. Leave him. He's a good guy. He's African. He's Moroccan, yeah, like you and I.
Yeah. All right, cool. We're going to play a game, right? It's called Slaying or Playing.
Let's do it.
So I'm going to ask you girls that are on Instagram, because remember Jackie? Yeah, Jackie Pamuthi.
Playing.
Yes. She said...
Plain lying.
She said,
"Advertising about life. What's happening here?"
No, she said there's some girls on Instagram who are sponsored, and there's some girls who are really, really slaying. So you must tell us, right?
Okay, fine.
Saralanga, slaying or playing?
Slaying.
Nah.
Yes, that's what you said. You know you must say. You don't need back and take guy. Four. Ah, she's slaying.
Yeah.
Sorry.
How's she making her money?
Hi, bo, ngen up.
Ngen up.
Where? She's slaying. I can't if you say slaying or playing. You didn't say, what do you think about her playing or slaying?
Miss Shozi.
Who's that?
I don't know.
You know?
I just asked some girls that I know who are slaying on Instagram.
Next.
Do you know?
Next.
Eva Modika.
Oh, Eva. She's cute.
Kimango.
I don't know. Just move.
But she's slaying.
She's getting there. She'll get there eventually.
So there's levels.
I feel like she can, you know, let's move.
Doro Mongi.
Let's move.
Who's that now?
Let's move. I don't know.
I don't know any of these people. Do you know these people?
Nah, so, dog, who are these people, bro? I don't know these people.
I asked Ghost Lady, who are the ladies slaying on Instagram?
No.
And these are the people. Names.
Move. Let's move.
Let me see.
This is Dori.
Ooh.
What about Kifile Mabote?
Slaying? I feel like she's slaying.
Butli Samuels?
Slaying.
Slaying,
of course,
slaying.
She's a colleague.
Ino Molong, that's my chomi. That one is slaying. You know what? You come to a party and you say, I'm throwing a party. Call Ino Molong. Your party will make R1 million that night. Trust me. Kamo Chomp.
Oh, shit.
Slaying.
What's the last one? Bushilicious on a Thursday. What's it? Bubblicious on a Thursday.
Oh, shame. All ki I'm at my coffee.
She's the ancestor, bro.
She's
the ancestor of this.
No, Babs is cute, shame. She's a good person. God, I think I probably
she started.
Hi.
She's the originator.
How do you meet her?
You know what's crazy? They're an electric workshop.
Yeah, Nimrod.
No, that one, she's, you know what? I don't know her that well, but you know what? I respect her hustle. I think she's a good girl. She's, you know, she's tried.
Yeah. Your DMs must be crazy. Do you have famous guys like DMing you?
Obviously.
All of them.
Rappers?
I mean, if that's what about billionaires. They sing their peers.
How do you navigate your DMs?
You know what's crazy? I'm so psycho. You know I'm psycho. I respond to almost every DM.
Wow. You for real?
Yeah. So
I should have DM'd.
I do. I get about 99. I'll show you now.
Yeah.
Show you now. Oh, there's a video.
Let's see who's in your DMs right now.
I'll show you now. It's crazy. I get 99. You know, on like Instagram, you get 90. So let's do my feed, okay? Check this. Mm. I'll show you. Who's that?
Answer.
Hello? Mom? Okay, so I'll show you now.
Record your screen then.
You wanna record it?
Yeah, so we can show it when you play it.
Okay, so I'll show you now. So this is one of my girls. She's too much. She's on OnlyFans. She's begging the man. So every...
Screen record this. People have to see what we're talking about.
So what, how do I screen record it?
iPhone, how do you screen record an iPhone?
I don't know. I'm Android.
No, I'm terrible. I don't know. No, I mean, my DMs are too popping. Uh-huh. But you know what's crazy? If I'm in love, I won't even answer
anything. This French. Last night was great.
My God. Guys, okay, please. I'm going to tell you, Karim, you need to come back to the country so people can meet you. I call him Karim, he's my friend.
Yeah.
I mustn't give him
back. But you're talking about when you're in love.
When I'm in love, I don't cheat.
Yeah.
I don't. I'm such a faithful girl.
You've been in love?
I'm in love now, maybe.
Yeah.
How long has it been?
I mean, it doesn't matter. It
can if be you're dating a celebrity, apart from cashless society.
I don't count as a celebrity. You don't count as a celebrity.
If you've been
pop, 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 1, 2, 1, 2. We're going hey, pop, 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 1, 2, 1, 2. Calabash, nah, hey. Go, baby, dead.
You've been a celebrity.
I'm a celebrity. Of course, I'm going to attract celebrities.
Who's the most high profile guy you've been with?
I can't even talk about it. You'd be mad.
For real. What about politicians? Daily Bread.
Politicians.
So you're the new school Miriam Makeba?
I'm the new school Wendy. I'm the new school Miriam Makeba. I'm the new school. Like, why wouldn't you want the best? I must date.
So currently, is your man like high profile?
Does he have a man?
You said you're in love now. That's what you said.
I mean, I couldn't in love with the...
You said you're currently
in love with the stripper.
All right, cool. In closing, do you think your dad would be proud of what you've become?
In the beginning, no. Mm. But the out product is getting better. Mm. In the beginning, he would be like, yo, deboko wa re hlaza batho ba tshobetsa. I mean, I'm a princess. Ke ngwana khosi. Go to my fefe, ngwana di khosi. You know, but now I think we're good. You know, I believe it's important. I don't want to say I'm not a Christian, but I believe in ancestors. Mm. I believe that when you die, I don't believe in hell. Mm. I believe that when you die, they're going to open the gate. But no, like I can't more. You know?
John Vully Gate.
What would you say to you is your biggest achievement when
my
you look
son,
back?
My son?
Yeah.
That. This little nigga, he taught me consciousness. Mm. If it wasn't for him, I'd be in the streets.
Yeah.
I believe.
All right, cool. In closing, Tebogo, because you're about to do another interview now.
Meeting.
Cool. In closing, what do you want to be remembered as, Tebogo?
As a fucking amazing bad bitch who has a good personality and who's going to enlighten your daughters to be comfortable with themselves.
Oh. Beautiful.
Was it? Oh, because I look pretty. That's why you said it.
No, I'm listening to you. I'm not looking at you.
Ah, it's beautiful. When are we getting back on OnlyFans? Yeah, I didn't subscribe. I missed
I
out.
I think I must say, I'm not just, but I don't know. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get married in the next few years.
Yeah.
Since, you know,
you're trying to get married?
I wouldn't mind.
Oh, shit.
Regular how much is lobola? Is necessary. Yo, kya tour.
What tour are
they? I said tau.
It's tau cows.
This has been Podcast and Chill. Tebuko, Yon Mubango, what else is happening? Yes?
Buffer belts, get snatched so you can look like me. I don't want to stand up because microphone in imona. Mare, we're taking.
No,
show us. My husband won't like that.
No, it's fine. Just young.
It'd be nice for you. No, calm down. This boy.
Yay.
Podcast. He gave me the germs. I got personality. Please, guys, don't judge me about what I said tonight.
Yeah.
No, you're fine.
But we love you, man.
I love you too.
Are you gonna come
thank
back?
You much for the opportunity. Get no boa, kira. We since get the podcast, I get the interviews.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We might just have a couple of things. We need a channel. People like us need a channel that we can actually be
free.
I understand the free part, but babe, like, think about it. We need a channel so that we can actually be realistic. Everybody that's running channels, I'm about to see what they're doing. What are we doing? People get billions and they do things that actually don't mean anything. In this day and age, people are dying. We don't know what's going on. We need to be conscious. We need to be loving and still be bad as we want to be. If I want to have 10 shots, let me have 10 shots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Sex symbol? You.
Yeah.
Are you done having a sex symbol interview?
Yeah, no, we're done, yeah.
I'm on.
Wait.
Bye, boo, yeah. Africa.
We are here, man. Podcast and chill. Boom. End of. Bye,
this episode is proudly sponsored by Studio 88, where you are style on the move.
With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile. Empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See Metro by T-Mobile.com.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.